curious what your experience has been with nab-paclitaxel or Abraxane. We've had docetaxel and Taxotere, paclitaxel, Taxol for quite a few years in breast cancer, and now we have a third taxane. What's your experience been with that, and how do you think it compares to the other two?
From a nursing perspective, not having your patient have to take excessive amounts of steroids and other pre-medications to prevent anaphylaxis and hypersensitivity reactions is a huge benefit for patients and for nurses. Your patients are in the treatment room for a fraction of the time, and that's very significant. The last thing they want to do is spend another hour in a chair in the oncologist's office. In reference to tolerability, I've seen it, you know, we're using this drug in the metastatic setting. Those patients who are taxane naive have a better response, less side effects, than those patients who have received prior taxane therapy. Those patients who have had prior taxane therapies come back if they've already had pre-existing neuropathy and excruciating pain and they're just not able to tolerate.
It's been said by some of the investigators who studied this that the neuropathy that is associated with Abraxane tends to go away quicker. Has that been your experience?
I think that if we're talking about the taxane-naive patients, it may go away quicker. But those patients with a pre-existing neuropathy, it's intolerable for them sometimes. Several of those patients that we have used Abraxane with who had had prior taxane therapy, it just didn't work for them.
You mentioned the issue of being able to avoid pre-medications. Are there any specific patient types or situations where you have greater concerns about pre-medications?
Those patients who have chronic complaints of nausea with other treatment regimens, we might pre-medicate. Patients who just seem to have greater sensitivities to medications, we might use a little bit of pre-medication, but for the most part, with Abraxane, we haven't been using pre-meds.
I guess what I was wondering is, are there patients, for example, diabetics, where you particularly want to avoid giving pre-medications?
Oh, absolutely. And giving your diabetic patients steroids is not a beneficial thing at all, you know. We're compromising their health from another standpoint. Their sugars are through the roof days before their treatment and after. It's not a great toss-up there.
A lot of people talk about the diabetic patient, but what about the non-diabetic average patient? How often do you see people struggling with problems with the steroids?
Oh, often. Weight gain, Cushing's syndrome. It's very unpleasant for these patients. They're in treatment weekly for their disease process. And, you know, physical features are very important to these patients. And it just is so unpleasant for them to know they're gaining weight and swelling up because of their steroid usage.